Denmark has been building wind farms since the early 90s, figuring out which turbines work best offshore, what impact their construction might have on marine life, and how to weather storms in the North Sea. Engineers have also mastered the art of managing a grid using fluctuating sources of power, wind and solar, also known as photovoltaic, or PV.
If it gets out of balance too much, you'll have a blackout.
That's Peter Jorgensen, vice president of Energinet, the company that transmits power to Denmark and three other countries.
It was easy to run big power plants fired with coal, oil, or natural gas. You could adjust the generation so that it balanced with the demand. But today you have a large share of wind power, PV, and you still have to keep the system balanced.
He gazes through glass into a large, quiet control room where five people sit at computer screens and watch an entire wall showing the grid they oversee in collaboration with their neighbors.
You have a map of the whole of Denmark with the interconnectors to Norway in the north, Sweden to the east, and Germany to the south.
Key to the success of Energinet are sophisticated computer programs that manage the grid minute by minute. Also essential is cooperation with a country that can generate hydroelectric power when the wind isn't blowing. Runbjerg Nielsen is a spokesman for Denmark's main energy company.
Norway has a huge capacity for hydropower, which they can relatively easy turn up and down.
And it turns out Virginia could be in a similar situation. Based on remarks made in 2013 by Seifer Rahman, director of the Virginia Tech Advanced Research Institute, our Norway is in Bath County.
Dominion has what is called pumped storage hydro facility. That means they can pump the water at night or during low demand period, hold the water in the upper reservoir, and when the peak shows up next day, they'll let the water come down and run hydro turbines. In fact, Dominion has the biggest pump storage plant in the world.
So if we had offshore turbines, excess power produced on windy days could be used to pump water up. And when offshore winds left a gap in our grid, the facility in Bath could fill it. But Dominion, which is heavily invested in nuclear, coal, and gas-burning power plants, is moving slowly toward building offshore wind facilities. At an international conference on wind power, we spoke with Henry Schumann, vice president of a Danish company that builds offshore wind farms. He recently visited Virginia as part of a delegation, hoping to land new business.
Well, in Richmond, we learned that power production is dominated by Dominion, so everything hinges on what will happen with Dominion. And, of course, Dominion, being in a monopolized situation, has maybe not the right incentives to move ahead to the speed that the market would like to see.
He thinks a wind farm could be up and running off Virginia's coast by 2020. But Dominion isn't making any promises. In fact, despite the exchange of more than a dozen emails, the utility's chief spokesman would not agree to speak with us. In our next report, we'll talk with others about what it would take to speed up development of offshore wind in Virginia. I'm Sandy Houseman.